In the latest edition of the Australian Book Review, novelist, playwright and poet Julie Jansen, a Burrabarongal woman from the Darug Aboriginal Nation of New South Wales, has written a letter from India, a country she describes as glorious, terrible and hot and heartrending all at once. And I'm very pleased to say that Julie joins us now. How was India, Julie?
Oh, good morning, Julie. India was heart-rending and wonderful all at once.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, extraordinary journey.
It's an amazing place. I certainly have a very vivid memory of arriving in India for the very first time. Before we get to the latest trip, when was your first time in India?
Let me see. It was when I just got married when I was 25, and it was my first trip in a plane.
Wow.
And my first trip outside of Australia, and I went to Nepal and India with my young husband. And yes, it was, and we had no money, so it was fantastic.
Well, even a lack of money would have gone pretty far.
Yeah, it there, still which did. Is great. We still came back with a huge backpack full of, you know, presents for everybody. Yep.
So how did this most recent trip to India, the one that led to your letter from India, come about, Julie?
Well, I suspect it was Tony Hughes-Dace, who's the chair of Australian Literature at the University of Western Australia. He was one of the judges for the Miles Franklin, where I was shortlisted last year for my novel Compassion. And I think he most probably recommended me to DFAT when they were looking for someone to send to a conference in India as a writer. And I was honoured to be chosen. He said to me that, look, he'd met many writers in Western Australia and at different writers' festivals, and he felt that I was possibly one of the only ones he could travel with.
Well, I won't ask you to name names about who else he mentioned, but
no, so he didn't mention names.
Good to hear. So what did you do at, I think it was at Osmania University, the seventh
yes.
oldest university in India in Hyderabad?
Yes, very interesting. Look, we'd gone there. Kieran Dolan is also an academic from the University of Western Australia, and he'd had an ongoing relationship with Osmania University and came up alongside of the staff of the English department there with the idea of having a conference where an Australian writer was invited. And that was my honour to do that. And I had to give a keynote address, and I kind of shuddered at the thought of writing something like that, thinking it would have to be extremely academic and difficult. And I did manage to write one, but possibly I'd taken it all a bit too seriously, I think. I think the level of the students in the audience, their English was good, but maybe not as in-depth as it maybe needed to be. But anyway, too bad. I did it.
Yeah, and it sounds like it went well. And it sounds like you also had some interesting experiences with some of the Indian students. Could you tell us about that?
Look, we were kind of mobbed, both Tony and I, and, you know, Tony would kind of look at me and say, you know, you're not the Messiah. So it became a standing joke that neither of us, and he was treated like he was Elvis Presley or something. And we were mobbed by students all the time, which was wonderful, gorgeous, you know, all around you, maybe 20 students all wanting a selfie or to shake your hand, and particularly to ask you questions about the writing of English and Australian literature, really intelligent questions, and fascinated to meet us from, I don't think they got a lot of visitors at that university from outside of India. And so people were just curious about us, what we wore, how we spoke, what were our opinions. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
But I must admit, we felt very drab. The three of us were very tall, kind of, you know, in this kind of drab, you know, grey, maroon or brown or white. And all of the Indians were just the multicoloured birds, you know.
Yes.
Sounds
amazing. You also met the Tamil Dalit feminist teacher and novelist Bama. Could you tell us about her?
Yes. Yes, she was extraordinary. She was in tears quite a lot in meeting us. We met her in a formal meeting before she went on to speak, and talking about her journey to write about, you know, the feminist aspect of being an untouchable, really, in India. Extraordinary writer, and the students adored her, coming up and, you know, clasping their hands in prayer before her and bowing and wanting a selfie with her or an autograph. Much admired in India, that part of India. Yeah.
It's kind of amazing to think about Australian literature being studied in India. How is it that those programs come about?
Look, I think it's partly to do with the Australian academics. I think both Tony Death and Dolan had been there quite a few times, and I think introduced the idea that in Australia there was a subaltern approach to literature coming from Indigenous writers. And of course, for Indian writers, that is fascinating. You know, everyone loves Aranti Roy, you know, especially her new memoir, Mother Mary Comes to Me. And that was mentioned often. So the idea of writing back against a dominant British narrative of colonialism is very very interesting for Indians, academic Indians.
Yeah. Yes, and clearly a point of sort of resonance and parallel with the Australian experience. Julie, you mentioned your last work, Compassion. What are you working on now?
Well, I'm working on the third of the trilogy. I once said, I think this could be a trilogy, and often you regret your words because, you know, you write one and it does okay. And the second one did very well, Compassion. The first one was Benevolence, the second one was Compassion. All set, strangely enough, around the Hawkesbury region where my Aboriginal family came from, Burrabarungal people, but originally from Freeman's Reach. And then, of course, if I'd said I'd write a trilogy, well, then I had to write the next one. So I've just recently been in Windsor, actually, doing a bit of research and talking there at the Darubbin Centre, which is like a historical museum, and wanting to do the third one. It's now called Revelation. It's been through about four or five different titles, but Mugabala, who are interested in publishing it, were keen that it be just one word. So we've got Benevolence, Compassion, and then Revelation. Look, it'll come out most probably in about 2 years' time. I mean, it takes a while. It's only first draft at this stage. In the meantime, I've written a crime novel called Wagon the Bloody Crow, which is set basically in the fracking area of the Beetaloo Basin of the Northern Territory, where I lived for quite a while when I was a young teacher.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, lots to look forward to from Julie Jansen. And Julie, it's been great hearing about your trip to India and your letter from India in the Australian Book Review. Thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning.
Thanks very much, Julian, for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, and you can read Julie Jansen's letter from India in the Australian Book Review, and you can find out all about Julie's works at juliejansen.com, with the third work in the trilogy and a crime novel coming up shortly as well.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.